Next case for argument is Heil v. Astru. Mr. Schull.
May it please the court and counsel for the commissioner. This is a Social Security disability case, and I'm Joseph Schull. I represent the appellant and the claimant in the Social Security disability claim. The appellant's claim was turned down when the ALJ rejected the opinion of a state agency, of a consultative examiner, a psychologist, and the credibility of the claimant, Ms. Heisel. The opinion of the psychologist was that of Dr. McIntosh, who did a consultative exam, did examine the claimant, was the only psychologist or psychiatrist who examined the claimant in this case. And he found that because of her anxiety combined with her physical problems, her arthritis that had been diagnosed, that she would need, in order to work, she would need frequent breaks, and she would need a reduced work day, and she would require a job that required little or no interaction.
But what do you so this is a long opinion by the administrative law judge. So what is it you, what is the error you think he committed?
Well, in rejecting the opinion of Dr. McIntosh, there were several reasons. The first one was that it was not, it was outside of Dr. McIntosh's expertise to consider the arthritis along with the anxiety and reaching the limitations that he did, and it's my argument that that's contrary to the regulations and rulings. This is within his.
What? I mean, is your argument or the psychologist's argument that anxiety increases pain?
Yes, Judge. Well, at least it made it difficult for this person to sustain work.
That's a separate point. That's the anxiety, but. But how does Dr. McIntosh relate anxiety to pain or to immobility or something like that, something physical?
Dr. McIntosh, in his conclusions, Judge, and his summary of his interview with Ms. Heisel, said that she will have difficulties with persistence and sustainability on work-related activities because her physical problems and anxiety will make it difficult for her to concentrate.
So what bothered the administrative law judge is he didn't think that a psychologist could opine on her physical problems.
That's part of it.
Do you think that's an error on his part?
Yes, Judge.
Why?
Because
why would a psychologist know anything about the her physical impairments, arthritis, and
well, he's not
loss and all this.
He's not diagnosing he's not making a diagnosis. There's no dispute about the diagnosis.
Yeah, well, then what expertise does he have to say that given her physical limitations, physical problems, those physical problems will make her unemployable? How can he say that?
Because people
say her anxiety is a problem, and you know, so anxious that she can't go out of the house or something like that. That would be certainly, I would think, appropriate. Although it's really, you know, it's more psychiatry than psychology, but that would be all right. But I don't see how he can say anything about the consequences of her physical medical problems.
Well, Judge, he's not saying that she can't lift 15 pounds or she can't stand for, you know.
What is he saying, when that, he says that her physical problems limit her ability to work?
Well, he's saying that the physical and mental, he's saying that her ability to sustain work because of her anxiety and because of the distress that she's, you know, having.
That's a separate point. All the administrative law judge said was that he wasn't going to give any weight to McIntosh's opinion about the effects of her physical problems on her ability to work. Now, is that erroneous on the part of the administrative law judge?
Yes, Judge, because the psychologist can comment on the ability to sustain work. And
I don't know what you're talking, ability to sustain work. Based on her physical problems or her psychological problems?
Based on a combination of those.
Well, what's the combination? Is it synergistic that somehow the anxiety increases the physical problems?
Yes, because now, she's...
Did he say that, or did he just say, you know, she's got physical problems and mental, and together they disable her from work?
She had difficulties of persistence and sustainability on work-related activities because her physical problems and anxiety will make it
difficult. Right. Now, that reference to the physical problems, what is his expertise for opining on the consequences of her physical problems?
Well, because physical problems can have an effect.
Well, they can, but look, here's the problem. It's like there are brackets around the phrase physical problems. And one of the other things the administrative law judge says is that Dr. McIntosh simply accepted Ms. Heil's account of her own physical problems. How tired did she get? You know, how easy was it for her to walk around? Whatever they may have been. Whereas a whole array of other doctors who are, in fact, doctors who address physical issues, starting with Dr. Nguyen but not ending with him, had conducted all sorts of tests to say where she really did have physical problems, where she had strength, where she didn't have strength, and their findings were not as limited as her self-reporting was. And so for Dr. McIntosh to take as the content of that bracketed phrase, physical problems, and insert her self-reporting and then carry it over to her psychological problems, I think the administrative law judge was saying isn't right. It's not like Dr. McIntosh said, I have read, you know, Dr. Nguyen's records and I've read Dr. So-and-so's records and it seems to me this is how these would relate. He just sort of buys in to her account, and the administrative law judge correctly points out that he's not an expert able to evaluate what those physical problems are.
But there's no, okay, there's the diagnoses and then there's the functioning. And there's no, she told him he had arthritis, or she had arthritis. He didn't have those records, but
there's arthritis that, you know, that maybe has a twinge, and there's arthritis that you can't even move your fingers anymore. I mean, there's a huge range.
Well, I understand, but the arthritis, there's no dispute about. Everybody agrees that she had that.
Well, but you can, that's what I'm saying. You can have arthritis, but
right,
there's the consequence can be very different.
That's correct. And what I'm saying is that the other doctors did not look at and consider her anxiety along with her physical problems. There was, although they thought her physical problems would let her to function on a full-time basis, they didn't look at, in regard to the functioning, they didn't look at how the anxiety together with the physical problems may affect her ability to function on a sustained basis.
Well, there was plenty of other evidence that she was actually functioning at a relatively good level in social settings that the administrative law judge pointed to.
How would the anxiety affect her ability to work?
Well, the anxiety would because she had physical problems, it would be putting a stress on her.
Physical problems. I'm asking about the anxiety. How does anxiety prevent people from working?
Well, because they have difficulty, she had difficulty concentrating. She's worrying about her medical condition. She's worrying, and that feeds the anxiety, and the anxiety feeds the medical condition. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but that's why the psychologist. That's why he's a psychologist. That's why he's entitled to give that opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schell.
Thank you, Judge.
Ms. Zeman.
May it please the Court, Counselor. Sarah Zeman for Commissioner Michael Astrew. Essentially, I would agree with some of the questions the Court's raised here that there doesn't seem to be a lack of basis for the ALJ's decision in this case. He relied on the regulations in weighing the opinion of Dr. McIntosh. He gave good reasons for his reason for rejecting Dr. McIntosh's opinion, and those reasons were well-grounded in the record evidence. As the ALJ noted, Dr. McIntosh was opining in an area outside of his specialty. He ventured into...
When you have a claimant who has two very different conditions, one psychiatric, one physical, so that there's no medical expert who covers both of them. So what is the administrative law judge supposed to do in such a case?
He's supposed to consider the combined effect by looking at the totality of the claimant's condition. And in this,
how does he do that? I don't understand.
He does it much as the ALJ did in this case. He obtained consultative evaluation from a medical doctor regarding Ms. Heisel's physical impairments and consultation from a psychologist regarding her mental impairments. And then he also has
How do you put them together?
Well, the ALJ accumulates all the...
So she's anxious, and suppose that in itself wouldn't be disabling. And she has arthritis and hearing loss and a bunch of other physical things. Suppose they in themselves would not be disabling. How do you evaluate the possibility that together they're disabling?
Well, I think, again, you do it the way the ALJ did in this case. He gets expert medical opinions. He, after obtaining the consultative evaluation, he had two...
I'm past that. He's got all these opinions. One is about her mental condition. One is about her physical. How does he put them together?
I think
suppose
he compares
all the mental
them.
People say, yeah, she's anxious, but it's not disabling. And all the physical people say, yes, she has physical problems, they're not disabling. But now there's the possibility that together they're disabling. Now, how do you evaluate that?
I think that's where the credibility evaluation becomes key. The ALJ looks to the rest of the record evidence and evaluates how the claimant is actually functioning.
Why don't you need an
expert
who can integrate that for you? I mean, why is it the ALJ, why is it a person like you or me, you know, who can read all these opinions, and maybe we get some sense of them, maybe we don't, but why don't you need some integrative medical expert? That's what your internist is supposed to be. That's what primary care physicians are. They're supposed to coordinate all of these different specialties. Because, you know, of course, real human beings don't have problems that just fall in one box or another. Somebody may be obese, and they may have arthritis, and they may have depression. Or somebody else may have high blood pressure, and they may have, you know, difficulty walking from a neurological deficit. I mean, it's just sort of the ALJ sitting there saying, oh, I think this is how it hits me?
Well, in essence, it is a legal decision to determine her ability to work and her functional limitations.
Isn't there a medical question about the overall?
Well, the ALJ makes his decision.
Mental and physical health consequence of these things.
With the best he can, with the informed opinions from the medical professionals, and as you were referencing, her primary care physician, who is qualified to look at psychological or psychiatric impairments, Dr. Nguyen, opined that she could work with restrictions.
So did any doctor look at all the medical records, medical and psychological records, and say, given all this, I think she is or is not disabled?
Yes, there was a medical expert at the hearing who made such an opinion.
I don't care whether it's the hearing or anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Farber, MD.
What about him?
Well, he looked at all the evidence of the record as well as heard the testimony and said, yes, I concur that she can work.
He looked at the Dr. McIntosh's report?
Yes, I don't recall if he discussed Dr. McIntosh's report specifically, but he does look at all of the evidence in the record. So I think what's key in this case is...
So he did the integration that Judge Wood asked you about?
I think it's safe to assume that he did that integration, but without looking again to see
what
if he specifically discussed...
He
said that he concurred with the opinions of the state agency physicians who reviewed the record and said Ms. Heisel could work with restrictions, that she could perform light work.
Had that state agency physician considered McIntosh's report?
No, the state agency psychologist considered...
But then what's the indication that Barber did?
Well, I believe he testifies that he's reviewed all of the record evidence.
Well, maybe he didn't think Dr. McIntosh was part of the record.
I don't see why he would exclude something from the record. And again, it's within the purview of a medical doctor to consider a claimant or a patient's psychiatric condition as well as their physical condition. And going back to Dr. McIntosh's opinion, he was the one opining outside of his area of specialty, which the regulations...
No, in part, not in whole. He was able to. You don't question, do you, that he can discuss the effect of anxiety on the ability to work?
I think the problem is it's difficult to tell from Dr. McIntosh's opinion which parts might be specifically related to mental. And so the ALJ had to look elsewhere in the record and compare his opinion to see if any of it was consistent with the other record evidence. And when he did that, he found that it was not. For instance, the month before Dr. McIntosh examined Ms. Heisel, she completed a form and submitted to the agency indicating that she got out of her house every day. She was very active socially. She went to, she did a lot of daily activities, taking care of herself. She also was babysitting regularly during her alleged period of disability. She was interviewing extensively. So I think the ALJ made a good analysis of the evidence and looked to see, were there parts of Dr. McIntosh's opinion that might have been consistent? And he didn't just...
Interviewing about?
She was interviewing for jobs. He looked to see not just was the doctor outside of his specialty, but what else is going on with this opinion, and he found it inconsistent with her own treating doctor's opinion and with the extensive evidence about her daily activities and job search activities.
Mm-hmm.
If the court doesn't have any further questions, that's the government's position. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Seaman. Does Shell, has his time expired, or do you have...